this whole time for the podcast.
And now we're live on the podcast. There we go.
And now we're live on the podcast.
So first, speech is made possible by voice and sound. And
sound is vibration, right?
Vibration of energy. Just like we've all got vibrations running through, good vibes. Yeah, sure, of course. But, energy flows in. It's considered in science and physics to make up matter as well. It's just different wavelengths of energy that give us everything we have around here. And what we all, everything we do, every waking thought is energy. Om itself is considered the expression of all of this energy. And it has been told that it's all that there is. Can be expressed with Om. Do you know why Om? What sounds make up Om?
Well, there's definitely the low tone Om, but there's kind of the ah, the ow, the o, and the
ah, oo, im, and there's actually a way to say that im properly with the tongue on the palate and so forth. But those three sounds put together.
Not just a
make it
like
all up.
M and M, but more of a like N and M together. Kind of.
The idea is that you're flexing all of your mouth when you say it. And this is used at the beginning of mantras and prayers and chants and such. The Mandukya Upanishad talks about the mystical symbolism of the word Om. It's identified with the fourfold monistic time Brahma, Brahma being a divine force, a force of creation. And the first part reads, Om. This syllable is the whole world. Its further explanation is, the past, the present, the future, everything is just the word Om. And whatever else that transcends threefold time, that too is just the word Om. For truly, everything here is Brahma. The self is Brahma. I'll read more on Om a little bit later.
Wow. That's some, those are some words for some heavy thinking.
There's a lot to think about in the Upanishads. That's maybe a discussion for another night.
Well, I can see why, they decided to revere them and allow them to remain.
Absolutely. Now, Om itself, I don't know how old this word is, thousands of years old, of course, as old as Sanskrit, which is older than the ability to write it. For me, I didn't really understand what Om was until I was introduced to music. I had played around some, but it was that moment that I touched the connectedness. A moment of enlightenment, transcendence. You know, we can all have those moments based on different things like love, elation. A lot of things can bring us to that. Meditation. Om for me was a really good step forward. Once I was able to taste what it was like to be connected through music, the music just started coming through me. I don't know about everybody. Some people say, hey, I can't sing, I can't play music, but I believe that we all have the ability to appreciate sound and music, and that everything around us is music, even the birds, the storm itself, and even silence in its own way. So, again, what's the name of your guitar? This one.
Well, it's a classical Spanish Iberian guitar. So I figured Esperanza was kind of a good name for her.
Esperanza's a nice one.
Esperanza, mi amor.
So when we hear a guitar and we hear it play, a riff, for example, that's a voice.
Yeah.
It's described as a voice when we're talking about different sounds that are made from different instruments.
And again, sounds being vibrations, and any music majors here at Dominican would know the string gets hit and vibrates, And it's that vibration of the air around it, moving it, that causes the sound, the voice. It's the voice of the action that you're performing.
So when we're making sound, whether it's my voice or the voice of your guitar or your voice, we're causing energy to, we're releasing energy, and it resonates in an analog sense through the air. And by using technology like we have in the radio station here, we can carry it across the airwaves, which are described in hertz and megahertz, after the scientist Hertz, which helped define those frequencies. Now, can you think of a simple melody you could play to demonstrate this?
Okay. Do you want something fast or something slow?
I'll go for something slow. Let's hear the notes.
String right there and getting it to hum too, right?
Right. And then there's other sounds that vibrate just as well. Let's say my fingers. And then a fingers on a string. Now, the digital effects allow us to do a lot of things. Put sound on effects, effects on sound. For example, if I'm to take my voice and put an effect on it, I will be effectively changing that, modulating it. It's still an expression of the whole spectrum, but it's... I'm sorry, I'm getting a signal over here in the studio. So check out what I'm able to do by modulating this sound here by just stretching the wave a little bit. Oh, we're not even up.
Yeah, I have come to hear that you are the master of sound effects now.
Mission with Beacon, only on world famous Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
There we go. So I brought up a little bit of the bit there and played with some echo.
Yeah, I liked that little echo in, echo out.
You're listening to Thursday Night Mission with Beacon.
And that was in reverse, but it was still my voice.
Sounds like some good glitch hop right there.
So I've been having fun playing around with that little thing. So again, back to Om. There's meditation and chant, which I was trying to bring the file up a little bit earlier. That's why I was having you strum, and it's not wanting to get going right now. In chant, they will often use Om to set up a vibration in the body. And the idea behind the sounds in Sanskrit, which was the name of the original language that this was set in, was that there are seed sounds, and that everything, including a guitar string, the beating of a drum, for example, the sound of flowing water, is all a basic seed sound, and that our ability, our vocal ability, every sound that we can make is a seed that creates language. So I brought in a harp tonight, and I'm going to play a little bit with Mr. Wright here and explore just what sound can be with two sets of strings. I guess if it was written, it'd be a sonata, but I think we're going to do some free jam things for just the beginning. First, I want to remind you that you're listening to world-famous Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm here every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. You can tune in online and hear podcasts as well, uploaded the next week of this broadcast, past broadcasts, and in following weeks, broadcasts to come. I've got some great guests coming up. A good friend of mine is going to come share what her life was as a gypsy next week, growing up as a gypsy, her life in America as a gypsy, and what it's been like for her here as a resident of San Rafael in our current climate, economic and otherwise.
It'll be interesting to hear what all you get to hear in just the 1 hour.
It will. I'm sure she'll have some good stories.
Oh, yeah.
After that, the following week, I have our own St. Patrick that we've worked with as the MC for Sidewalk Sideshow Productions. There's more information on Sideshow Productions at the blog at thursdaynightmission.blogspot.com. And you can also find more of Mr. Wright on Facebook. Type in Mr. and then type in Wright. More information's up there, too, on the blog. Now, if you're like me and you had no idea that George Carlin was breaking the law or not breaking the law when he gave up his comedy routines, you probably don't fully understand free speech. I think George probably fully understood free speech. He knew how to break them and, in fact, did a tour based on those words that we're not going to speak on the air. And then I think he did a follow-up tour with more words.
Mm-hmm.
Seven deadly words and so forth. The Department of Communication and Media Studies here at Dominican is sponsoring Stand Up, Sit Down, Speak Out, First Amendment Campaign, March 12th to 16th. This allow all of us to come learn more about free speech and why it is we have those seven deadly words. So without dropping an F-bomb or any of the other words, I'm just going to let you know here that you can come for ice cream and stay for knowledge at the Student Trivia Night, Thursday, March 15th at 7 p.m. in Creekside, right here on campus. There's also a lunch the day before Edge Hill Mansion to hear some really smart people talk about the current state of the First Amendment. So there's a few events going on between the 12th and the 16th. Stop by and check them out. Also, coming up on the 8th at 7 p.m., this will be before my broadcast, from our lecture series, Faith in Action, we have Dr. Laura Sievers, which is Associate Professor of Ethics at Dominican University. She'll be sharing insights from her book, Disrupting Homelessness. This is not on campus, but actually at the Community Congregational Church at 145 Rock Hill Drive in Tiburon. Opening for her is our very own friend and chaplain, the Reverend Paul Gaffney, who will be introducing her and representing the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy, which we will talk about again in future broadcasts. This event is the first lecture in the Faith in Action Lecture Series, a project of the Marin Interfaith Street Chaplaincy. I highly recommend attending these. There is a bridge being built in the perceptions that separate us in our community because we really all are members. You could call us brothers and sisters or just all on the same boat. But it's those perceptions that we have that separate us and cause us maybe to not treat each other as well as we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And as we are all connected, I want to refer you to the blog once more, plug, to listen to Symphony of Science, which I've posted up there. It's We Are All Connected is the name of the project which I've posted, but if you check out Melody Sheep's works, all of the Symphony of Science are really beautiful visions. We Are All Connected, I chose that because just listening to it really can kind of open you up and put a chill on the back of your neck when you realize that, yes, chemically, we're all made up of the same things. We share social connections, physical connections, and there's the philotic connections. There's the connection of the radio and electronics and the internet, which we talked about in past weeks as separating us into our compartments a little bit more. So thank you for listening here to Thursday Night Mission. I'm going to give a small break while I tune up, and we're going to come back with a live music set for you. And then a calendar and some more discussion. Welcome back to Thursday Night Mission. Sorry, I had to step out into the storm there for just another moment. We were getting ready to tune up here. Now, I've brought an instrument with me tonight, and I'm going to play a little bit. And then Minister Wright's going to sit in with us. We're just going to do a little bit of string-free jam here and just explore some sound. Now, this is a minstrel's harp I've got. It was given to me by my father. My mother had given it to him as a gift because he loves harps so much. And not being a musician, he gave it to me on the condition that I learn how to care for it and play for it. And I've even learned a little bit of history of it, too. This art form was almost dead. I won't get into that because it's a big political can of worms, but at one point there was maybe a dozen that remembered the old Celtic style of harping. So, of course, I've had to learn on my own, because harping is making a little bit of a comeback, Celtic harping anyway. But there's not much music that we can go for them. There's a little bit on paper and some stories, but not much in the way of what it was supposed to sound like. So let me explore vibrating my strings a little bit and see what we can do. So those have nylon strings going. Now, why don't you start off a little something, and I'll play along with you.
Wow. You know, I just have to say real quick how much I love that harp.
Oh, thank you.
I remember when you got it, wasn't it like the beginning of last year? Yes. And already... You've done such an amazing job just like picking it up. And when we first, I'll say this yeah. for all the listeners, when we first started making music together, you were doing mainly percussion for me.
It's true. I started out with percussion. It helped my timing a lot. It really did.
Your timing is impeccable. Thank you.
Talking that vibration coming round. Thank you.
That was just kind of a free jam. We hadn't practiced any of that, which God, we practice so many songs and stuff. It's fun just to kind of sit down and play around with the melody a little bit, see where it harmonizes, see where it.
Yeah, you know, I've always noticed that, and when I was playing around with the idea of G, how long do we practice? I mean, we don't really practice the acoustic and harp bit as much as we probably should, which we need to make some notes to ourselves about that. You know, I've always remembered that any time we try to sit down and say, okay, this is what we're going to do, it takes the shape that it needs to. The vibration rings out as it sees fit.
Yeah, I really have fun kind of going at it. Sometimes I'll sit and play very softly to myself and listen to the notes and then also listen to the silence in between the notes. And sometimes I just want more noise. I'll play a little piece for you before we leave, but I want to remind you all that you're listening to Thursday Night Mission from 9 to 10 on Dominican Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Beacon, and thank you for being my guest here in Out of the Stormy Airwaves on the Solid Streets of San Rafael. Now, I've got another reading I want to come up with here from the Maitri Upanishad. We'll talk a little bit more about Om. And I also want to remind everybody to stop by at thursdaynightmission.blogspot.com and get yourself a heap and health into some of that blog. And please do write in, try some comments. You'll also find links to the things that we've been talking about on the air, as well as some other links and articles. Thursday Night Mission blog is the main article, and you'll find Thursday Treasure Trove to be the backup page for that with all the links. If you are just listening on your computer and are wondering how you can do it on your mobile device, there are buttons on the website here at radio.dominican.edu down below the DJ menu with a list of good selections for listening, their schedule, previews. You'll find a button for listening to mobile. Click this graphic. At the top of that same menu, it says live student programming is in full swing, and there is a link to listen to any podcast, including this one or when we had Mr. Wright on 2 weeks past.
Which is labeled as show one, if I'm correct?
It is labeled as show one. Show two was with Tom, and this will be show three.
Ah, one and three. Some of my power numbers. All that we're missing is the 13 and the 7. Of course, we've got the 1 and the 3, so that's the 13, right?
There you go. So let me read a little bit from Upanishad, and then I'll go into our calendar segment before we do a little more music and close. I want to thank my professor, Stuart Horn, who has this great radio class. All of us DJs are enrolled here. Well, mostly. There's a couple that just love it so much they volunteer and come and give their time. Thank you, Professor Horn, for getting this station up and going for us.
Another shout out to Professor Horn.
And looking here, events, what I have been invited to on Facebook from some of my local community. Tonight at 10 p.m., I realize it's just in a few minutes, at 19 Broadway in Fairfax, if you happen to be by there or going by there soon afterwards.
If you say Miles Schoen, I'm getting in the car right now. I'm going to steal your car.
He was playing. He's been playing, but not this time. This time it's Vans, Burns, Duff, and Axtell and Friends.
Oh,
so they're okay. They're over at 19 Broadway. They're, I imagine, setting up right now.
Oh, probably.
Now, tomorrow night at the Sweetwater, Rusty Evans and Ring of Fire is playing.
Ooh.
And I've been invited by their friend, Danny Uzi, if anybody knows Danny Uzi from some of his work in the local bands. There's also, Rusty Evans is on at 9. They've got them in here with at 8:30 and 9:30, but Sweetwater and New Sweetwater, and I think that's just double plugging there, but it's the same show. So I'd go for 8:30 just to make sure you wouldn't miss Doors. Now, later in the week, Saturday, the Buddy Owen Band is in town, and they're playing at 4th Street Tavern right here in San Rafael at 9 p.m. on the 3rd, Saturday, coming up. Also, another reminder, the benefit for Berkeley Liberation Radio, another free speech type event, although not connected to Dominican's special First Amendment event. This is at Cafe Revolution, and Berkeley Liberation Radio is truly a form of free speech. We've also got Miss Kitty and Elliot's Evil Jam coming up March 4th. That's the first Sunday of the month, right here in a few days. You'll see Kathy Cotton and a lot of other great musicians at that one and all of these. We've got Elliot's Evil Plan playing next week, too, so I'll let you know about that when that comes on up. And for now, I want to mention once again that the First Amendment is cool. Without it, there'd be no Facebook status updates like I just got there from my invites. There'd be no explicit Chris Brown birthday cake lyrics, no vulgar stand-up comedy, and no Daily Show.
Ooh.
Tune into Penguin Radio this month as we bring you special broadcasts highlighting the First Amendment and its ultimate coolness as part of Stand Up, Sit Down, Speak Out campaign on campus, March 12th to 16th. Remember, free speech rocks. Go to the website to learn more at standupsitdownspeakout.com.
Free speech rocks!
Yes, it does. I want to read from the Maitri Upanishad now. And this is... there's a lot of information in this Upanishad, but it's a little more digestible. I've just picked section 622. By section, I'm talking about... they've got different names for these, like khandas. And this one is a prapathika. I don't know the exact meaning of each one of these other than... when you were to say 622, it'd be similar to, say, a biblical reference, where you're going by chapter. So I'm going to be reading chapter 22 to 24 from you, from the 13 principal Upanishads. It's the Maitri Upanishad. Now, it has elsewhere been said, verily, there are two Brahmas to be meditated upon, sound and non-sound. Now, non-sound is revealed only by sound. In this case, the sound Brahma is Om. Ascending by it, one comes to an end in the non-sound. So, one says, this indeed is the way. This is complete union and peacefulness. So, as a spider mounting up by means of his thread obtains free space, thus, assuredly, does the meditator mounting up by the means of Om attain independence. Others expound on the sound in a different way. By closing the ears with the thumbs, they hear the sound of the space within the heart. Of it, there is sevenfold comparison, like rivers, a bell, a brazen vessel, a wheel, the croaking of frogs, rain, and as one speaks in a sheltered place. That which is acme of the sound Brahma, Om, is tranquil, soundless, fearless, sorrowless, blissful, satisfied, steadfast, immovable, immortal, unshaken, endearing. So, for paramount, one should reference both of these, Om and silence. For thus it has been said, who is both higher and lower, that known by the name of Om? Soundless and void of being, too, thereon concentrate in the head. The meditation that is the highest principle within is also directed upon outer objects. Hence, the unqualified understanding comes into qualifiedness. And it's at this point, I'm going to stop the reading and talk a little bit more about Taoism on a different show. But I think the idea of sound and silence is very important in expressing ourselves. often things in our world that come around us, the traffic, the rain, the hustle and bustle of daily living, all the talking that we do, what we're supposed to speak something like a minimum of 2,000 words to other people in order to remain socially healthy on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how that study was done. But obviously, with all this noise, there's not much time for silence. So I invite all of you to enjoy some silence when I send you back out into the storm. But for now, we're going to make just a little bit more noise here on Thursday Night Mission. I'm Beacon, and this is Mr. Wright here with me. I'm going to play one short piece, a little bit of a jig that I call Taunty Jaunt. You can join in if you remember it and if you know it, or maybe I'll have you play something to close this out.
Could I play one of my songs on Cecilia to close this?
Yeah. Break Cecilia out while I'm playing this one.
And I'd also like to give a shout out if I could at some point.
All right, if you got your ears on, Mr. Wright is shouting out to you now.
All right, all my folks who play Shadow Cities, go Green Team! we got everyone in the Pacific Battle Group going strong, been winning a lot lately. People like Lady Venom, Sniss, Marcus, Crazy Clown. My screen name is Fitaro Amendi. No, I am not Italian. Some people were wondering. We got my brother out in Vegas. We've got Be Green Productions. You can actually also find them online. It's begreenproductions.com, I think.
Give me the links for them. I'll put them up on the blog.
I'll have one of the producers as a friend and former neighbor of mine, so I'll have him post it up on the Mr. Wright page. Post a link to their stuff. A lot of good stuff out there. And to McKeel Coyote, a future interviewee. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tanti Jaunt. Thank you also for listening to Thursday Night Mission. Before I send you out in the storm, I'm going to have a couple announcements, and Mr. Wright's going to play his last little bit. Come to the lecture series Faith in Action at the Community Congregational Church in Tiburon. Come here with our Reverend Paul Gaffney. Introduce Dr. Laura Stivers, our own Dominican University Associate Professor of Ethics. Spring break is coming about next week here at Dominican. I will be broadcasting even though classes are not here, so tune back in 1 week and come hear a gypsy speak. Until then, we're going to enjoy the rest of our evening. Mr. Wright has brought Cecilia back out, and I, for one, am ready to hear what he has next.
Before I play real quick, I almost forgot one person. Mm. Jason Taylor of Tribal Brands Productions.
Oh, you mentioned him to me.
Yes. Tribal Brands does a lot of really good work, as I'm coming to understand. They've been doing a lot of not just nonprofit, but like really charity type work, like really like generating some funds to help some good projects.
Nice. I'm gonna look more into Tribal Brands.
Yeah.
Says strategic marketing and partnerships. They've got
They do tour. They arrange tours and stuff, world and national. They've toured with people like Mudvayne and the Black Eyed Peas.
Fun stuff. I'm going to learn more about them and bring more information on here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely shouting them out.
Well, I smell the rain coming. Let's see if we can get Cecilia to sing for us before her voice gets too thick.
This is Pirate Pete's Sonata.
Yeah.
The last shout out of the night. Arr, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And thank you to Pirate Pete for making a difference in our lives. Last week on Thursday Night Mission, we talked to Thomas, who had told us a little bit about his life on the street. Pirate Pete is definitely life on the street. If you happen to be driving down 2nd Street one day, you see a guy out there holding the most intelligent piece of large colored cardboard you've ever seen, you're probably looking at Pirate Pete.
Oh, yes. And definitely a man to stop and have a good long conversation about real important life stuff with.
He's a good one. He's a real good one. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for tuning in here at radio.dominican.edu. I am Beacon, and this has been Thursday Night Mission. I'm going to send you back out into the stormy airwaves. And come on next week in alternating form with some more talk show. But I'm going to see if I can't get that gypsy to play some of her favorite music for you. Something that's inspired her in her time around coming home from the storm. Until next week, keep yourself dry, keep yourself warm, and follow the light. And good night.
Play Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back and she's coming to you live every Thursday night from 7 to 8 for The Scoop. So tune in and get all your entertainment news here on radio.dominican.edu.
Uno, dos, tres.